From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Daily Mail that on Tuesday, February the 22nd, Sheriff Spokesman Lieutenant Adam Brainard said that the Greene County Sheriff's Office will continue to cooperate with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The sheriff's announcement came one day after Hudson Police Commissioner Martha Harvey and Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton ordered that ICE agents be denied use of city resources, facilities, or property ordinarily used by the city police department. Brainard said Greene County has no set policy in place and the sheriff's office does not interact with ICE and customs very much. He said if requested, the sheriff's office would not deny ICE the use of county resources. Brainard said, and I quote, "If they called and were requesting any kind of resources or assistance, well, I mean it goes without saying we would respect the laws of the U.S. and the state, and we definitely would assist any other agency with the resources they need," end quote. The sheriff's office maintains the same relationship with other federal agencies such as the FBI and DEA, he said. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Humane Society of Columbia and Greene Counties announced this week that a new wing is under construction at the Society's Greenport location to increase the capacity of its pet daycare and long-term boarding programs. Work on the project began in June, and the wing is expected to be completed in March. The new space will have a new kitchen and grooming facilities, more boarding rooms for dogs, and a quiet room for smaller and older dogs that are sensitive to noise. Humane Society President Ron Perez said the project started because the demand for services increased. Perez said, and I quote, "We have so many requests to board and to do daycare that we had to seriously look into another wing to connect to it. It's good for the community," end quote. Perez said nearly 500 clients utilize the daycare, some coming from as far away as Dutchess County and Western Massachusetts. The revenue generated from the daycare and long-term boarding services is used to help fund low-cost veterinarian care and spay and neuter clinics, Perez said. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Bill Williams at 98.5 The Cat reports that Hudson Police Commissioner Martha Harvey and Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton signed an order on the use of city resources and facilities on February 20th, keeping federal immigration and customs enforcement personnel out of city buildings. The order specifically prohibits ICE officials from using, and I quote, "city rooms, desk communications devices, or facilities, vehicles, apparatus, or other resources," end quote, except as required by law. ICE officials have reportedly taken four immigrants in Columbia County into custody in the past week. The order does not appear on Hudson website. You can read the full order on 98.5 FM website. Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union. The Jewish community centers across the country received another wave of bomb threats this week. The JCC Association of America said the latest threats temporarily closed 11 JCCs on Monday, February the 20th. Threats were also called in on January 9th, 18th, and 31st. A total of 69 bomb threats have been called into the 54 JCCs in 27 states and one Canadian province during the first 2 months of 2017. All were hoaxes. Two threats were received at the Sidney Albert Albany Jewish Community Center in Albany on January 9th and 18th. David Posner, Director of Strategic Performance with the National JCC Association, said, and I quote, "While we are relieved that all such threats have proven to be hoaxes, we are concerned about the anti-Semitism behind the threats and the repetition of threats intended to interfere with day-to-day life," end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Melissa Hale Spencer reports in the Altamont Enterprise that in Knox, it seems decorum is sometimes lacking at town meetings. Supervisor Basilio Lefkadidis consistently gets voted down 4-1 on controversial issues, she reports. On individual issues, things can seem odd. At a December meeting of the Albany County Town, Lefkadidis opposed adding an electrical vehicle charging station in Knox, claiming most townspeople would say, and I quote, "screw it," put in a gas pump overwhelmingly, end quote. Councilwoman Amy Porkeny persisted, though, and the town got a $11,835 DEC grant to install chargers for electric cars. But at a February 14th board meeting, she could not get a second for her motion to accept the grant money. Then some of the 30 or so citizens in the gallery shouted complaints at Porkeny without anyone on the board calling for order. You can read that full story at the Altamont Enterprise. Melanie Lekachevic reports in the Ravenna News Herald that Bethlehem Town Supervisor John Clarkland says the waterfront open spaces and renovations to Delaware Avenue are the Albany County Town's top issues this year. Clarkson said during a State of the Town address, and I quote, "We are a Hudson River community. It is a regional asset, and we want to maximize our benefits from it. I don't know what the final waterfront plan will look like, but we have a great group working on it, and they will sketch out a bold vision," end quote. You can read that full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that Hudson High School will break ground on April 17th on a new athletic field. Shaker Flats Landscaping Incorporated of West Lebanon got the $1.9 million contract at the February 13th board meeting. Hudson River Bank and Trust Foundation recently donated $2,500, which may go towards the scoreboard. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. John Faso, the congressional representative who lives in Kinderhook, did not give a public town hall meeting on January 21st, but a $20 a head discussion at a Sullivan County diner. Mid-Hudson News recorded and uploaded video that is on the WGXC newsroom. Today is day 8 of the WGXC Radical Radio 2017 Winter Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day today with a temperature high near 52 degrees. Wednesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 37. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. And on Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 6:39 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:37 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 22nd day of February, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.